This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
The Human Resources Ministry has issued a statement calling it premature to suggest that the government won't follow through with the proposed anti-discrimination provisions to protect job seekers as part of the amendments to the Employment Act 1955.
And this follows a report by Malaysia Kini that the anti-discrimination provisions would be dropped due to objections from the Malaysian Employer Federation, or MEF, on grounds that Employment Act 1955 does not govern or regulate the pre-employment stage.
The ministry, however, said that the matter is still under discussion and that no decision has been made or can be made until Cabinet decides. Now, under a September 2018 draft published on the Human Resource Ministry website, the amendment to the Employment Act 1955 proposed to introduce a new provision on pre-employment.
To get the MEF's perspective, we speak to Executive Director Dato' Haji Samsudin Bardan. Good morning, Dato'. Thanks for joining us. We understand from news reports that the MEF does not agree to anti-discrimination provisions at pre-employment level because the Employment Act does not cover this at this stage. And the NGOs are, however, urging the government to include anti-discrimination provisions. What is your response to this?
Yeah. Good morning, Yeah, and of course, yes, that is the stand taken by MEF on this particular subject. And of course, our objection is based on legal matters, in the sense that if you look at the Employment Act itself, it governs the relationship between an employer and an employee, meaning that that person must be first employed by the employer, then the Employment Act would apply. But what the pre-employment discrimination clause seeks to do is to actually regulate the relationship between the employer and a would-be employee. And this basically is not what the Employment Act sought to do. Previously, there was a case that was decided by the federal court whereby there is a provision in the law to say that a new employer that actually take over another company will be liable to also pay termination benefits to employees of the former company that are not employed by the new employer. But the federal court say that particular clause is ultra vires the main act. So in that sense, of course, the Employment Act itself cannot govern pre-employment issues, really.
So what would be MEF? What would you like to see instead?
Yeah. Of course, but having said so, MEF is not encouraging any form of discrimination by the employers to the would-be employees. Of course, we all are aware that Article 8 of the Federal Constitution do provide anti-discrimination based on various subjects. And I would say that that particular provision is sufficient enough to govern and protect the would-be job seekers. And of course, having the federal constitution is, I would say, protecting the interests of the job seekers. And that also can be translated into guidelines. And the guidelines can, of course, be drawn up by the tripartite constituent, the ministry, the MTUC and MEF. And that guideline should be the principle guiding the action of the employers and the would-be job seekers.
But Dato', at the same time, right, we have some NGOs like Women's AIDS Organization. Yeah. They found that 40% of women were asked at interviews whether they were pregnant or had plans to become pregnant. Yeah. So yes, the federal constitution does offer you some cover, but it doesn't seem to work on a practical level, does it?
Yep. But what those job seekers need to do is to lodge a complaint to the authorities. Yeah, and I would say that just saying that they were being asked that those kind of question, which I would say is amounting to discrimination, and without taking any action, I would say that nothing's going to move. So perhaps the better way for this kind of job seekers is to lodge a proper complaint with the authorities.
But this complaint would be post the interview, isn't it? How do we prevent it be at the onset, at the beginning of the interview?
Yes, and of course, very important that employers must be educated on this. Of course, awareness raising is very, very critical. Yeah, as NMEF, of course, we had always been raising the subject with our members to say that they have to actually, make sure that they don't practice any form of discrimination, even at the pre-employment stage.
So, Dato, would you actually support a separate law that specifically governs job seeker if, you know, if you don't want it included in the Employment Act?
Separate law is a possibility, yeah. But of course, as MEF, we would like to see it more as a guideline, because everything should not be just stated in the law. But of course, a guideline can actually improve relation between employers and employees. Yeah.
Thank you very much for your time. And that was Dato Haji Shamsuddin Baradhan, Executive Director of the Malaysian Employers Federation, saying that we don't need anti-discrimination pre-employment law. And we're also running a poll on our Twitter account. Have you experienced discrimination while applying for a job? Tell us your story. Please go to our Twitter account to vote. And what do you guys think?
Well, he said that legally updating the law, there could be an antivirus issue there. But he is, I guess, not completely close to the idea of introducing a new law, separate law, not a new law, but separate law outside of the Employment Act when it comes to, you know, addressing this issue.
But prefers a guide.
But at the end there is, but prefers a guide. So I'm thinking not just the HR here. Whatever happened to the Unity Minister when it comes to this? This is something to do with sensitivity of employers with hiring practices, isn't it?
I don't know. For me, I think you need to legislate, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean,
because I think if companies don't face some sort of hard and fast rules, right, then likely they'll just whitewash everything and just keep quiet. And there's no point in issuing a complaint after the interview. What good is that for you?
Yeah, I think it not only articulates the kind of aspirations that we have, right, for a more equal society, but it also makes it more specific. It makes people more aware that such principles are available and existing.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.